If it make Google affordable, that is something that you would want, right, Sandra?
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's Paul.
Hi there, Sandra. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Jim wanted me to get on the line, you know, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you might have. And then also, since the business itself is fairly young, you do qualify for a reduced rate for a newer business. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, Sandra, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that pack result that pops up right near
mm-hmm.
the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, it is where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's going to be important. That's the power of this particular listing, especially for a younger company. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option when they're looking for any of the construction or remodeling services that you want to be found for. When they find you, they'll see a .com website for you that will build, and they will call you directly. So you're not paying for a lead or chasing the same lead as your competitors. You'll simply get calls directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be a flat rate. Now, of course, it's not just for Google. To make sure that you pop up on that first page means that we'll create the content the search engine search for. We are a Google Premier partner, so we do know that Google looks at almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta. It's almost 70 directories known to the public and unknown. All of them, though, are equally important to the search engines, and they will all, of course, talk about your services and your service area, and then link back to that .com website. Now, I know that you don't currently have a website, Sandra. Do you have photos, though, of some of the work that you've been doing, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Mainly we do new construction is what we're
right,
doing
okay.
Right now is new construction.
Oh, so you're focusing on new construction. Perfect.
Yeah.
So this is going to get your phone ringing. And, of course, like I said, when the calls come to you, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Is it just residential, or are you taking on commercial work too?
Just residential. We have we have done some repairs in commercial, which is new.
Oh, that's what he means to say. I got it. Yeah, he was saying commercial repairs. So repairs on commercial, but not for new construction. That makes sense. Perfect. And then, of course, it's not just you. You've got a couple of guys or a crew.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
right now I've got 4 employees.
Oh, you do. Great. So you can certainly handle at least a little bit more work here and there. Keep in mind, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, nor is it designed for a company absolutely starving and struggling, but it is going to get you a steady stream of phone calls directly to you so that, again, you can kind of be selective and pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. It is a month-to-month service, so there's no long-term contract. Our job, of course, is to keep your phone ringing, though, and earn your business. Business 1 month at a time. That being said, the new business rate, while it is a promotional rate, kind of a reduced rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. As long as you choose to stay with us, the reduced pricing stays with you. It's actually quite significant. It saves you $200 a month. It saves you a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it does bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And again, that $199 would be the exact amount. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. 15 jobs a mm-hmm. month or 50 jobs a month. It would still be the same flat rate, just that $199. Now, if I can get the website included at no additional cost, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. I mean, I'm sure that's fair enough and something that you would definitely want for your business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It is to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. I mean, obviously, you use Google yourself, Sandra, so you know that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And ultimately, not everybody who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. But that's a good thing. You're not just getting random calls from people who are calling everyone looking for the cheapest guy. You're not going to get calls from people looking for estimates for the most part. You'll get calls from someone who will have seen your website first. They'll make an educated decision. Mm-hmm. They'll know that you do what they're looking for. So by the time they decide to call you, it really is because they're hoping that you pick up the phone, that you're available to do the job, and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So like I said, it's a month-to-month service, and since it's our job to get your phone ringing, I definitely would want to include that website for you. And new enough in business, right around 2 years, that we can include that website for you at no additional cost. Of course, our job is to make your phone ring, and your success is our success, although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do have a tendency to keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on the first page. Now, Sandra, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those individual searches. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. If customers instead decide to fill out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know then right away when someone is trying to contact you. And Sandra, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form does also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Sandra, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not really. The biggest thing I've got is I don't like to make snap decisions. I like to think about it.
Sure.
Would it be okay for me to think about it until Monday and get back with you?
Well, we are actually going to be out of the office on Monday because of the President's Day holiday, and it is a position that we're actively tasked with filling. One thing that I did not mention, and I mean, you might even call it a President's Day special, but because we are going to be out of the office on Monday, we're trying to fit 5 days of work next week into a 4-day work week. We're trying to get a head start on things. So, you know, like I said, you can call it a President's promotional special. There's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to the first month. Help us cover the cost of creating that content, but we are waiving setup fees at least today. I don't know if we'll be able to waive them next week too, but we're certainly trying to fill as many of these important positions as we possibly can. Now, I do want you to be able to make an educated decision, so I did just now send you a text message. It's a SMS message to the computer, but it works the same way. So I sent to your phone a text message. It's Local Splash is the name of the company. We've been around since 2004. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's the link to our pricing page. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Sandra, do you see that?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, obviously the goal is to get you found online, get you on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. You know, we don't call our dad anymore when we don't know who to call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore, but we do Google it. We jump on our smartphone and we hop on a computer. 9 times out of 10, we hire someone on that first page. So you are, of course, getting calls directly to you. So it's someone who's really excited to speak with you. Like I said, you'll be able to track your success. One thing I did not mention is that you'll also be able to monitor your reviews right from the review tab of your tracking system. And you're going to have reviews. I mean, we are going to create almost 70 different directories, and about 80% of them do allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews, of course, on Google and Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they do repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or you can have us respond to those reviews for you on your behalf. We would do that at no additional cost, kind of manage your online reputation. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, so for more than 18 years, a top-rated SEO company, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business 1 month at a time and have you be a satisfied client. About halfway down, it says Google Ads Partner, and then below it, there's a box with a colorful G, and it says Google Partner. Now, that is not just copy and paste it off of the Internet. Sandra, that's our official badge of authenticity. You can click right on it, and if you do, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. Now, that's important because Google makes changes to their map algorithm all the time. A lot of times, they'll make small changes. Sometimes they just want us to add new directories, or sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. So because we're part of that conversation, we proactively make sure that you've got the content that Google is indexing. Bing basically indexes off of Google. That's going to keep you on that first page. Now, just below that, you can see the packages. We are talking about a 50% reduction in the Pro package, but there are bells and whistles off of the other packages that I can include as well at no additional cost. What drives up the cost of those other packages are the paid advertising that we would, in those cases, do on your behalf, whether it's Facebook paid ads or Google paid ads or like Google pay per lead services. What we're talking about here, though, is covering your service area and that local map or that pack result. But some of those other things like dashboard access, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, those voice activated searches, I can include those things in the Pro package. Like I said, $3.99 a month. We're dropping that down to the $1.99. That would be the exact amount, and I would waive the setup fee associated with getting this going for you. I mean, like I said, it is a Friday of a holiday weekend. My boss is in a good mood, and he's already telling us that he's actually hoping we can end our day early today if we fill some of these positions. So you would be looking at just that flat rate of $1.99. Like I said, you'll get the detailed reporting and tracking system. To be quite honest with you, we've got skin in the game too here. I mean, we're building a website for you. We're creating the content, the time, the resources, and in some cases, the direct cost to create that content. I mean, we're not even breaking even on that first month. It's probably 3 or 4 months down the road of maintaining you as a satisfied client before we even break even for the time and resources that we'll be putting into putting you on that first page. Of course, we're not even locking you into a contract, though, long enough to cover our costs. We just know that our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page, and nobody cancels on profit. So being that I would be able to include that website for you, waive the setup fee, and keep it at that fixed flat rate of $199, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
It sounds really good. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep costs down.
I hear you. One thing that Jim attached here was the Angie's profile. Is that a service that you're currently using right now, Angie's List?
No.
You're not.
Let that go.
Oh, you did. Well, the reason I was going to bring it up, not to rub salt in any wounds or anything like that, but anytime someone tells me that, you know, budget is a concern for them, as you mentioned, and then I see something like Angie's, and I know how expensive that service is, and most of the business owners that I've spoken with over many years, in fact, April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary with the company. So I have spoken with people that have used that service before, and most of the time, you know, they're not happy with it, you know. So I'm actually glad to hear that you're not using that service. But, I mean, like I said, you know, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where we go. And, of course, you know, it's going to get your phone ringing, you know. When we need something, we Google it. We look at a website or two, and you'll have a .com website, Google compliant, mobile optimized, so we can showcase your photos and things like that. So like I said, people will make that educated decision. And when they decide to call you, they're excited to speak with you. And the thing of it is, for your services, I mean, you know, obviously you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You're not going to need, you know, 10 jobs to break even here. One job that you weren't going to get otherwise would easily justify the cost. And when we're talking about your services and your service area, I mean, you'll definitely get enough phone calls. Even a modest conversion rate with the calls that you get would have you being able to pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable. Maybe you pick the job that's closer to home. You pick a bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, or a smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. Maybe it's just the materials involved, meaning it's going to be a higher profit margin for you. You know, working smarter versus harder. So, you know, the first part of that is getting people to call you, people that are ready and wanting to speak with you. So I know that this is going to work for you. Like I said, we'd be offering it far below our cost to get it done, just to, for the opportunity to earn your business.
Okay. All right. So what do we need to do in order to get everything started?
So I would need to just verify a little bit of information to kind of get our client interview process a jump start. We are going to have a follow-up call with one of our technicians when you're available for us to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. On my end here, I just need to verify a little bit of information to get that process started. I see it as Walker Construction and Development. And is that how you would want the business to be branded online?
Yes, and Walker Construction Incorporated.
Okay. Did you want it Walker Construction INC then and not the And Development?
No, And Development Incorporated. That's the way we do it.
With the INC. And then just to be 100% clear, it is the AND spelled out between construction and development, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Sandra, when we get your phone ringing, is this number that we're speaking on the one that you want your customers to call? I actually see a different number, 781-1038.
No, it would be my son's number that the customers need to call. It would be 423-956-2022.
Is it 956-2022?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So 423-936-2022. That would be the business number. And then 956. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for us though to contact you regarding the account, the number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for you. Gotcha. So this would be just for us to use internally. We won't promote this number anywhere, but for us to reach you regarding your account, this would be the number that we call. And then when, like I said, your customers are just going to call your son's number, the 2022 number. But when we reach out to you, we'll call the 3538 number. We'll also use text and email. Email is usually reserved for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email, I love email, actually.
Email?
Because I can keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in writing. You can see it. I'll put email preferred.
Yeah.
And then the email will also be attached to the contact form. Like I said, most of the time you'll get calls, but when someone fills out your contact form on your website, you'll get those requests by email and text. And then what is a good email address then, either for you or for the business?
My email is swalker at walkerconstructionanddevelopment.com.
Okay, perfect. And then, oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, so you go out to the customer, and no one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address. There's no brick-and-mortar or showroom. No address that you would want us to promote for your business online, right?
We do have a shop or an office, but we don't have a showroom.
So do customers ever go there, though?
We have had customers come to the office, some plans and such.
Oh, good. Okay. So as long as you're sometimes seeing customers, I mean, that means that there is someone there, or if you schedule an appointment, something like that, then you would be there to receive that customer. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And I did actually see an address. I don't know if it's the address of the shop or not, but the 418 TN107?
That is my son's address. That was from CSN Contract.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Our address is 107 Sugar Hollow Road.
Okay,
that's
gotcha.
Where our shop is.
Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, one, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And then the other thing that I'll do, and it is required of us as we are Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Sandra, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're actually waiving your setup fee, that will include the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am actually required to read it before I can ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And it is actually pretty straightforward, but like I said, feel free to stop me if you have a question. Give me just a second here to set that up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Sandra, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want it to appear online?
Walker Construction and Development Incorporated.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Sandra, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Sandra Walker, President.
Okay. And then, Sandra, as the President of Walker Construction and Development Incorporated, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Sandra, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you and your business, your son, are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to reach out and contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, especially text messages even coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Sandra. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of the agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to the A&D spelled out, the incorporated being included, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Sandra, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mrs. Walker, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Sandra, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I've applied here, the new business rate reducing the cost of the service, with it being a holiday shortened week next week, I waived the setup fee, the website's included, and of course it's month to month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 17th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, my company will also incur the hard costs of building, hosting, maintaining, and even updating a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website for you. We're including that website at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Once again, Sandra, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Sandra, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Sandra, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Sandra, what does work best for you?
It's a MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's business card with my name on it.
And for your name, is it first and last, or is there any middle initial there as well?
Yeah, it's Sandra N. Walker.
N, okay. N, not M, yeah. Right? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 5197-2200-0014-0570.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
0525.
05 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
239.
So I've got 239239, and then I've got May or 05 of 2025 for the expiration date. Now, it did kind of get a little staticky in some places, so let me just make sure I've got the card number correct.
Okay.
Was it 5197, and then was it 2200? Okay, and then 0014, and then was it 0570?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then does that bill at the 107 Sugar Hollow Road, 37692?
It's actually the billing is 360 Bill Garland Road.
Okay.
In Unicoi 376.
Gotcha. Okay, and then in the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
And that address is actually showing up Johnson City?
It's actually Unicoi.
Is it? Interesting. Kind of right on the border there. But
yeah,
it's 37604, though, is the zip code, right?
It's 37692.
It is. Okay. But you said 360 Bill Garland Road, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And it's in Unicoi.
Okay, perfect. So if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you our client support phone number and the hours of operation, although, like I said, you will receive it by way of confirmation email in about a minute or so here.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, all right. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and then there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Sandra, that's everything that we did. Just go over in the voice verification. You'll receive that link on the email, the invoice email itself. You'll also receive that link as a separate text message. And then when you receive that text or the email, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I think I might have mentioned we schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So sometime in that first half hour, we'll give you a call, and then it's going to take about 25, 30 minutes after that. So it looks like...
got the email or the text message.
Oh, you did get it already? Okay. And then for the client interview, let's see. It looks like I can get you in at 1 o'clock, or there's a 2 o'clock, or this afternoon there would be 4, 5, and there's one available at 6. So which of those would be best for you for that half-hour phone call?
Let's just go ahead and do the 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. So in that case, it's going to be scheduled between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that will take about half that time. Now, if I'm available for that phone call, if I'm not on a call myself, when our client interview technician is ready to call you, I'll be part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it off to them. If I am on a call when they're ready, and I don't get a whole lot of advance notice, to be honest, but if I am on a call when they call or when they're ready to call, they'll call you on their own. They've got the notes here. They'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or even if I am, really, to set up a security question for your account. This is really for your protection. If you call us, we're still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. Anyone calling us and telling us that they are associated with Walker Construction and Development Incorporated, they would need to know the answer to the security question. And anyone calling you, Sandra, saying that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they would need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. And then, of course, they'll also need to know both the question and the answer. Your options for that would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the city I was born in.
The city you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Johnson City.
Johnson City, okay. I have to type it in twice. Okay, so you're all set and squared away there. Oh, it has to be lowercase. I keep forgetting. I'm not sure why the system wants it in lowercase. And then you said you received the text message or the email. I think at this point our system would have also sent out the welcome email. I kind of wish that it waited a few minutes, but they do almost go out together. But you should at least have the Local Splash initial invoice email or the text. If you click on it, it should say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience for the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we are, of course, going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. It's our main focus, too, but we'll also optimize your business on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people will use Bing instead of Google, and that's a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. The landing page, that's your website. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box, the one just below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. It is case sensitive, and there is not a period after the N. So if you type it in, it's just the space before and after the N. If you copy and paste, be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears there, just click the confirm signature box just below it. Sandra, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that it's a fixed rate, that we've included the website, etc. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there already is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. And, of course, to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are indeed an active business in the local area. Now, you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and reporting system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. At this point, though, your tracking system is not active. We do still have to do the client interview first for there to be something for us to create and then track, but then in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both the username and a default password. You can change the password once you log into your account. I can give you already the username because that cannot be changed. Fortunately, it's easy for you to remember. It's simply the phone number that we are speaking on. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just 423-426-3538, that's the username, and any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. It's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can email anything and everything there. When we do the client interview, we'll also give you photos, photos@localsplash.com. If you do, in fact, want to email the photos team directly, you can do that too. But like I said, anything and everything can go out to that support email. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I'm available in that follow-up call, I'll be on that call as well. Whether I am or not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. We're looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Sandra, real pleasure speaking with you, and hopefully I will be able to speak with you again. But either way, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and you enjoy the weekend.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye.